Like a referee at a boxing match, T regulatory cells ensure that immune responses don't get out of control and damage the host. But unlike sports referees, T regulatory cells can control many different types of immune battles, including critical ones against foreign pathogens and false alarms against allergens and even the host itself. Now, in the September 17th issue of Cell, scientists at the Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York have found that one small RNA called microRNA 146A is critical for T regulatory cells to keep autoimmunity in check. Without this RNA, mice quickly succumb to severe autoimmune disease. Joining us to discuss these findings is the study's senior author, Dr. Sasha Radinsky. Dr. Radinsky, thank you for taking the time to talk.
Thank you.
Dr. Radinsky, T regulatory cells serve as the guardians of immune homeostasis in mammals. How do these cells prevent autoimmune attacks?
Well, the cells have found to play a central role in preventing immune responses against self. And most likely that they utilize multiple means to accomplish their critical function. Among these multiple means are elaboration of immunoinhibitory molecules such as cytokines, interleukin-10, as well as competition for cytokines that promote immune responses, for factors that promote immune responses, and elaboration of small molecules that may induce either apoptosis or inactivate immune response-promoting cells.
How do these cells differentiate between different classes of immune responses?
We think that the cells are able to sense the inflammatory environment similarly to the sensing of inflammatory environment that is characteristic of cells that affect the immune response. The different types of inflammatory environment elicit different types of the immune response, and similarly in regulatory T cells, these types of inflammatory environment elicit their ability to suppress the corresponding type of the immune response.
In your study, you found that microRNA 146A is required for T regulatory cells to suppress the activity of type 1 T helper cells. Why is the involvement of this specific microRNA surprising in this context?
I think that what is surprising that a single microRNA can significantly affect the suppressor function of regulatory T cells that affects a particular type of the immune response. The fact that miR-146A is upregulated in both immune effector cells and in regulatory T cells in the environment that promotes type 1 immune response, so-called Th1 immune response, likely correlates well with the ability of regulatory T cells to suppress Th1 response. What we found was that miR-146A controls ability of both effector T cells and regulatory T cells to sense Th1 response-promoting environment and allows regulatory T cells to optimally respond to this environment.
Are you saying that T regulatory cells mirror the immune cells that they are suppressing?
What we argue is that there is a sort of kind of symmetry, if you will, between requirements for elaboration of the effector immune response and the requirements for suppression of this response by regulatory T cell.
Where does the research go from here?
And the next question is whether regulatory T cells, once they acquire the ability to suppress a particular type of the immune response, whether these cells maintain their ability to suppress, whether there is any kind of memory, whether the state of regulatory T cells that allows them to suppress type 1 or type 2 or type 17 response is heritable state and lasting state.
Could these results have any implications on future therapeutics of autoimmune diseases?
We hope so. Manipulation of regulatory T cells is considered to be a very promising area for therapeutic intervention. However, manipulation of the entire population, basically ablation or expansion of regulatory T cells, may have too broad consequences of this manipulation, maybe way too broad. However, manipulation of ability of regulatory T cells to target a specific type of the immune response may be very promising in treatment of chronic infection, cancer, and particularly certain types of autoimmunity. So that basically division of regulatory T cells into specialized subsets, if you will allow for better manipulation of the cells.
Great. Thank you very much for speaking with us today, Dr. Rudinsky, and congratulations on an insightful study.
Thank you very much. It was my pleasure.